saying that on a Friday when we know someone's going to win a load of money on the cash machine. A record breaker to go after 3 o'clock again. Details shortly. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to bring you back to last Friday, okay? I was doing, as usual, I was doing Dave Ranks, which if you don't know is like the part of the show where I kind of rank from 5 to 1 my favourite niche things. Yeah. I was just back from America, so yes. Last week I ranked on Dave Ranks my favourite songs that mention New York or talk about New York as a city. So
great. I mean,
so we had like kind of Frank Sinatra in there. We had Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York. But we also had a song that no one would really know. It's from a musical that hasn't even started in Broadway yet, but it is actually starting in Broadway, I think, actually tomorrow, I think, is the first. It's like when they're starting to do like tickets and things like that. The musical is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York.
Yes, okay? I remember this, yeah.
And I basically said on Dave Ranks this. I'm obsessed with it. The musical is called Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York City. And the guy's name is called Sam Tutty. You will not know the song, but my God, is it fantastic.
Okay.
And so that's what I was talking about. And if you don't know this musical, or if you don't know, if you're not on that side of TikTok, then honestly, you're kind of losing out because
yeah.
Incredible side of TikTok. The song is so, so good that mentioned. It's just called New York from the musical Two Strangers, and it sounds like this.
New York, I'm already talking the talk in New York. I'm already bumping the coke because I'm ready.
So good, isn't it?
Yeah. Were you not here last Friday, Callum? Oh, we played this clip like, so we love it. It's yeah. So good, yeah.
So the guy's name, as I said, is Sam Tutty. Yesterday, I wake up, literally 5:30, alarm goes off, I'm straight on Instagram.
Of course.
You're tagged in a reel.
Oh.
And tagged in a TikTok.
Oh,
from the official Two Strangers musical account.
You're joking.
All the way from Broadway in New York.
Shut up.
The video has been viewed about 35,000 times in total.
What?
And it's just a video of us talking about the musical and about the stars. And they're just kind of like enjoying New York and listening to us and that
God.
Kind of thing.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty cool. You can check it out. They're Two Strangers musical on Instagram. But I was like, how does a company, or how does someone like hear about us talking about it? They're all the way in New York. They're all the way on Broadway.
We always say things like, oh, sure, they wouldn't be listening to us anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
And then I realise, I think that some companies, like especially their PR department and their social media department, have a way of actually knowing who's talking about what. Because they can basically, my girlfriend works for a company, and whenever someone mentions that company, whether it be on the radio or on in boards.ie or in a Reddit thread, anything, she can see it. It pops up.
They get some sort of alert. I've heard of this.
It's like a PR alert.
Yeah.
So
it comes across from the airwaves, though.
It's
like,
I understand.
I understand on print.
Yeah, yeah.
But how is that captured?
So if you say a brand name, they'll most likely hear it. So what I decided to do was to try and get free stuff by mentioning certain companies.
Oh, great idea.
If they can get all the way to New York to that Two Strangers musical for them to be able to hear our little small radio show chat about it, I think some other companies will be able
Charlotte
to hear them.
Stop.
You're ruining
Make
this on me.
Good ones,
You're
Dave.
Ruining this on me. You're ruining
Make them
this
for
on me.
Everyone.
So this is who I want free stuff off. And if you're a company listening, then hello, good morning. Chicken flavored coconut noodles.
Okay.
I'm just going to
aim low.
Cadbury twirls.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cadbury, is it?
Yeah, Cadbury there.
Cadbury.
The twirls specifically. Mm-hmm. River Island clothing. I'll just take anything.
Okay.
River Island clothing voucher. That'd be, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Manchester United, Old Trafford, premium seats.
You're being very subtle.
I'm just trying to like throw it out there, almost like Alexa's listening to me.
Exactly.
Kind of, you know what I mean? Wireless Apple CarPlay for 2019 Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, perfect.
That's the car that
the
I have.
The cookies will find you.
Halfpenny Golf Clubs. which would be nice, or Halfpenny, or I don't know how to pronounce it. Halfpenny Golf Clubs.
Try
Halfpenny
both,
golf clubs.
Just to make sure.
Covering both angles there. Monaco Grand Prix Formula 1 2026.
Throwing
that out there. So maybe the PR person is listening. Annual pass to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, so my girlfriend will stop hounding me every time there's a press night and I'm not invited to it.
That's a good one now. I'd say slow down and say,
Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
That's it.
I like how you started with the coconut noodles and you ended with the Grand Prix, showing us the true scale.
I just have one more.
Nike Air Force Ones.
Nike Air Force Ones. Okay.
Size 8.
Dave, okay. I'm literally here watching this video. This is amazing.
It's cool, isn't it? This this company from, or this like actual theatre in Broadway knows our show.
I love that. We're just little spins.
So I don't want to poo-poo your theory there, Dave, because I really want you to get free stuff, and I am very aware of the logger that you were talking about. It is a legit thing, because I remember in years gone by when I used to work here, we'd spoken about Matt Cooper in The Last Word.
Yes.
And his team got a flag saying that he was mentioned on Spin.
No way!
So that flagging system is a thing. I don't know if this show has that, because and this is kind of how I think this the team found out about this, because the world is small and Ireland is tiny. There was a lady called Kate who messaged the Spin Instagram saying, guys, I'm Irish and I work on this show, buzzing you spoke about it.
Stop.
So I'd say someone who was listening to this show then knew that Kate was working on that show, so then said, hey, they were talking about you on
Spin.
You just
ruined everything.
That's cool.
But it's still very
small
cool.
World. That is
really
cool.
But I still want Dave's system to work.
Yeah, yeah. I still
want
do you want
to speak something into existence?
I would like a new flat. So
Calvin, that's not how you do it.
New flat. Hook and McDonald. Name some other estate agents. I can't think of it.
Ray Hunter.
Yeah.
Who's the guy around mine?
Isn't there something Gary or something? I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty cool. And if two strangers want to fly us over to New York to see your musical, you just let us know.
Aer Lingus
we'll
voucher.
We'll do that for you. No bother.
Two Name strangers. The musical there again.
Two strangers carry a cake across New York.
Cake. Good morning, guys.
Cake. I'll take the cake.
New York.